All right, Brother Jason, you on with us?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Hey, Pastor Jason, how are you?
I'm living the dream, living the Jesus dream. How about you guys?
Oh, doing well, doing well. It's great to hear from you, Pastor. I've heard some great things happening over there. Y'all have had some powerful youth meetings recently, and I just know I keep up quite often on Facebook, and it seems like every time you all are doing an event, we have already scheduled for one. I'm going to get to come over there soon. But
Okay, hallelujah. Thank God we're pressing forward in the kingdom, man.
amen. So give some testimonies. Tell us what's going on there over at the refuge there in Rockport.
Well, the Lord is still the Lord, of course. I feel like the fields are ready for harvest, Pastor Aaron. That's where we are, I believe, as a society. I got to go visit a church, a friend of mine there in Owensboro. They built a new sanctuary, beautiful auditorium, and they are currently seeing, over 1,000 folks come. They didn't build their sanctuary big enough, and so just people are coming, and we hear the same thing everywhere. There's such a hunger right now in America, in our culture. As you guys know, I think you guys are seeing the same thing. We are too. We our Easter service, which we are not good. I am not good at I don't know. I hate to sound like this. Please forgive me. Give me just a minute to explain this when I say this. But I hate to make the resurrection sound like it's just one weekend. I mean, he's alive today as he was last weekend, and he's alive next month as he is. And so we are certainly remembering and celebrate the weekend of Easter and Passover. But man, we need to live like he's alive every day. But we had an amazing service. God was here Sunday. Actually, we were packed out. We had a lot of people sitting in our dining hall as well, which we hate that in one way, but also it was a blessing to have that many people. We've never had that many people in this building that we know of. And so I don't know what that number is, but it was a lot.
Yeah,
So
awesome.
the God is doing. The thing is, people are growing. We're just seeing people grow. Our Wednesday nights are growing. The numbers are growing. The hunger is there. We just continue to say that. Our culture is, unfortunately, our Christian culture is Bible illiterate. They're illiterate of the word, and so we are pushing them to teach and train and disciple and encourage people to get their life right with Jesus, not just repent of their sins, not just be born again, but become students of the word, disciples of his, and learn of him. And so that's my message, and we keep pushing that, and we're seeing fruit from that right now. There are people who's hungry, wanting to get their families in order, wanting to get their finances in order, wanting to get their emotional state in order. It's one thing, Brother Aaron, to have your spirit man born again in order, but Jesus, salvation is the complete man. And so yeah, we're excited what God is doing. I got to listen to you guys this morning a little bit, and so it's been really good. I appreciate what you guys do and keep broadcasting the gospel, the seed of the word. So thank you for doing that.
Well, thank you for those words. And I do share the consensus that celebrating the resurrection shouldn't be just a one weekend, an affair, a week, a year affair. But it's every day. He is risen, and he is risen indeed. Amen.
Amen, amen.
Good stuff. So, you all, do y'all have any? Have you? Are you all still doing the immersion services? I meant to ask you that.
We have actually backed off a little bit. We went back to once every 3 months. We've been doing it every quarter, and so we've been doing that. But it's God has moved. The last ones we've done, God has just continued to move. Our next ones are scheduled actually not until July the 17th and 18th, and it's going to be a power packed. We're going to, I believe, the Friday night event, July the 18th. I think I'm telling you the right dates, but anyway, it's that time frame. Pastor Todd Smith and I believe his wife, Pastor Karen, is going to be with us in
Okay.
Dawsonville. So that's going to be a fun time, July 17th and 18th, a Thursday night and a Friday night. And then, we're believing God's going to move in a mighty way there. But Pastor Todd and the things that are going on there at Dawsonville, that continues. Again, I don't want to get into the immersion thing. People have heard about it. It's an act of faith. It's the currency of heaven. Faith is the currency of heaven. It's what moves heaven. And I think the immersions is just a step of faith towards Him. So we just continue to see God move in great ways every time we open the waters.
Amen. You had the coolest picture on Facebook the other day. Your sanctuary, I guess it was dark. Maybe a security cam caught this, but you saw the cross over there just lit up and just shining out across a dark sanctuary. That was pretty cool.
Well, it was actually, I never thought about it till actually later on, maybe this week, that the first service we had in our sanctuary, Aaron, we had to have because our old sanctuary, which is in this building, our kids what is our kids sanctuary now, we lost power that morning. It was a Sunday morning about 8 o'clock back in 2021. And the power went out at 8 o'clock on a Sunday morning. And so we, out of necessity, had to move to that new sanctuary, which we were building. And because that was the only place that had light, because the light was shining through that cross. And that morning, we only had 115 chairs back then in that kid sanctuary. That morning, we had 122 people. So we didn't even have enough chairs that day. And then I think it's kind of ironic that, not ironic, the Lord works in His ways, of course, but I just saw that picture in the morning, walk in here and it's dark, and I saw that light shining through that. And I took it again, not knowing that same day, which was last Sunday, you know, we were packed in here and had more people here than we'd ever had in our, and it all goes back to the cross. That's my message. I'm sticking to it.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
It all goes back to the cross, but it is a beautiful picture. It just shows that, you know, brother, without Him and what He has done for us, there's nothing we can do. We can't see. We're blinded. You know, the God of this world has blinded the minds of unbelievers. Man, the cross of Jesus will awaken your spirit, man. So, yeah, it's a cool pick for sure.
Yeah, for sure. So what's the what's the message of the hour? What's the Lord really been laying on your heart?
Well, we pray. We have an incredible prayer meeting on Sundays, and I'm glad you asked me that question, by the way. I'm just kind of, maybe your listeners think that people like us sit and plan conversations like this, but that was the plan. You just now asked the question. But I'm glad you asked that question. You know, Sunday night we were praying, and I want to read a scripture, if you don't mind.
Sure.
In Exodus chapter 14. Let me open it up here real quick. I didn't know if I was going to read it or not, but it's been on my heart ever since Sunday night prayer. And we have an incredible prayer time, and I want to encourage everybody, get in prayer meetings. Get in your prayer meetings. Pray with others. Pray with your family. It's a powerful thing to pray together. But this goes back to Exodus 14, is when the children of Israel left Egypt, you know, they left that which typifies the world. And Exodus 14, it says, Moses said unto the people, don't fear, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, which He will show you today. For the Egyptians, whom you have seen today, you shall see them again no more forever. And it says, the Lord's going to fight for you. Verse 14, the Lord will fight for you while you keep silent. And 15 says, the Lord said unto Moses, why are you crying out to me? Tell the sons of Israel to go forward. And I think those three verses, Aaron, I think for me, at least for us, at least, and maybe it is for a little bit broader range for all of us, I think that the word of this hour is right now, we need to be discerning. We have got to be discerning of the times and the seasons. We got to know when to stand still and see what God is going to do. And then we need to keep silent when He's going to fight for us. And then verse 15, we have got to go forward. We've got to do what God is calling us to do. So there's a time to stand still, and there's a time to go forward. And that time may be a quick work. You know, it may be a quick work. And so, quite frankly, for me personally, I believe this is where we are, and maybe where you are, and much of the church is right now. The harvest is ready. The harvest is ripe. There are people that are hungry for the word. We have got to get out and broadcast the word, but we've also got to move forward. What does that look like in the church world? How do we do the practical things? You know, building buildings or sending people out, sending others out to start other works, advancing the kingdom of God. And so I'm kind of stirred on these three verses right now, is having the discernment to stand still when it's time to stand still, and then move forward when it's time to move forward. And I know you are well aware of the verse that says the steps of the righteous are ordered by the Lord. But the thing is there, you got to remember the steps. You've got to be moving. So I think the church has got to keep moving. We've got to keep doing what God's called us to do, not sit still. So, you know, we keep having, like you guys, we have trying to have special events, obviously, in addition to our services. But, you know, things we have going on here, that's not just special services. I'm not trying to make a big explosion, but, you know, our building is being used almost every day. We have women's Bible studies on Monday. We have college classes on Tuesday and Thursdays, and, you know, Bible classes. And so we're trying to broadcast the word, but there's a lot going on, and I pray that the Church of God would continue to be moving forward. So,
yeah. And I, you know, I feel like the harvest is ready 100%. And I feel like there is a heartbeat in the church that is becoming more evangelistic, universal. Do you feel that too, Pastor Jason, or do you feel different?
No, absolutely. Absolutely. But I tell you where I think we the church have missed it is often the church is following the culture instead of leading. You know, God told us that we would be the head, not the tail, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And much of the church just kind of moves with what the society is doing. You know, one of the things I think the church has missed on all these years, for many years, is the men. Mm. We quit preaching the word of God to men. You know, a tough word, a hard word, a rigid word. And I hate to liken this, but it's fact. The nature has turned the church back. And what I mean by that is, I mean, this political movement that happened with Donald Trump and all that, I don't care if you like Trump or not, it has nothing to do with Donald Trump. I'm just talking about the spirit of our society. But there are men who want to be men, mm-hmm. and they want a man message.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Jesus was a man, and he did flip some tables. He did have a hard word. You know, not everything was just roses and candy and walking through the tulips with Jesus, you know? It was like he said things like, you deny yourself and follow me, or you're not worthy of me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not. And so give up your life. And so those are tough messages. Those aren't always nurturing messages. And it's time for the church to hit that. And we're seeing that. We're seeing that here at the Refuge. We have a men's meeting, a men's group. And I'm hearing other places that are men's groups are starting to rise up. And I think you guys do the same thing, right? You have like a men's ministry down there, even mm-hmm. in a broader area that's been raising up. And so it's exciting to hear what God is doing, but it's time for the church to get back to that, you know, that hard message of the gospel. People want to hear the truth, brother. I believe that.
Yeah, amen. Well, what's some things coming up? And we don't have a lot more time here, but got anything coming up that we love to announce and love to get going for you here?
Well, we are. We got a trip going to Honduras in June, the 1st of June. So we've been doing a bunch of work for that. We have a big fried chicken supper fundraiser that's happening this Saturday. And so we've got that going on. We've got a lot going on. There's just quite a bit going on. We have a men's retreat going on this weekend. And obviously those things are all kind of planned. And the tickets are sold and all that stuff. But God is doing a great work. We're looking forward to going to Honduras. I heard you're going back out of the country as well.
Yeah, next week.
When are you heading out?
Next Friday. Not this Friday, but next.
Okay. Fantastic, fantastic. Listen, I want to tell folks down there, you know, don't keep your eyes on yourself and your little region. I mean, as Brother Ron used to say all the time, from your Jerusalem, your Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost parts of the earth. We need to hit all four of those areas, Aaron. I appreciate that. But, yeah, we have a trip going to Honduras, and then we get back, and obviously summertime, it's always busy with everybody. But we're looking forward. I'll put some stuff out more when Pastor Todd is coming up here in July. And I think on that Friday night we're going to have a focus of young people as well. So we're pretty excited about that. It's exciting what God's doing in young people too. So we're pushing into that, and you know, God is just touching our young people. And you guys were talking earlier about the zeal of the Lord, and we need that zeal. We need that fire of our young people
mm-hmm.
for sure. And they need the older folks. They need the wisdom, and they need that balance, that perfect balance of zeal and knowledge. And so I'm excited about that. But yeah. I, I'm yeah, God is good, and God bless you on your trip, by the way, and pray for our team as well. We have 17 going. I have my wife and I are going, and thank God she speaks Spanish, so I have my own interpreter. But we're taking 9 teenagers.
That's
17
awesome.
Of us total, so we're going to have, I think, 7 18-year-olds with us. And so, awesome. And then 2 other young ones, my 2 younger ones are coming as well. And so we are, we're going to have a blast, man.
We're going to have a blast for
what God is doing. So keep us in prayer if you guys don't mind.
Yeah, last December when we went to Puerto Rico last, we took 3 teenagers with us. And actually 2 teenagers and my son, who was only 12 at the time, but they rose to the occasion tremendously, and I know it was life transforming them as well. So I love it whenever young people can get on these trips and go and learn and also be used. I mean, we sent those kids out on street evangelism, and they just started sharing the gospel with other kids and praying over them, and it was awesome to see.
Amen. Amen. It is that childlike faith.
Amen.
It is. It's awesome.
Well, Pastor Jason, thanks so much for calling in. I love you, brother. Maybe we can do lunch again soon. Love to.
Hey, man, we love you guys. God bless you to all of you guys. Thank you for what you're doing. Keep pressing on.
I appreciate it, brother. Be blessed.
Be blessed. Thank you, guys.
All righty. Well, great stuff's always happening over there at Refuge, and I know God's moving in extraordinary ways, and so just always love Pastor Jason and his family, and just a tremendous work happening there in Rockport. So it's great. We've been several times, and it's just I know Miss Gretchen and them go quite often, as often as they can, and I really appreciate their heart and their willingness and their love for the community and what God's doing over there. So amen.
It does make me think about, you were talking about fellowshipping with other other churches. Like, that's what they did in the early church. They did that. At least Paul, but I think even the people, as long as they were able to, that they would do that. Gather with other churches.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're starting to wrap up for the morning here. Great morning. A lot of great conversation. Really a lot of the conversation revolved around, I feel like for those out there that are maybe in a rough season, a tough season, the Lord is closer than you think. He is near the brokenhearted. Amen. He really is. And he is right there. He may not sense him, but he's there. And he's probably closer than you could ever imagine. So just reach out, call out to him. He will direct you and guide you. He will lay stuff on your heart. He will give you peace. He will give you joy. But he will also give you righteousness, all of that. Peace, joy, and righteousness in the Holy Ghost. Amen. So we're praying for you. We love you regardless of where you're at and what you're doing, like what you're facing in this season. He is with you. And please don't ever isolate yourself from the body of Christ. Make sure you're a part, and make sure you're loving each other well and loving him well. And as Pastor Jason did say, definitely become a student of the Word. Get into the Word. The Word will push you to love him more, and it will push you to love each other more too. And so it's really good stuff. Final words, departing words for this morning, Miss Hannah.
Is it already that time?
Close. I'm going to play a song for this few minutes from here, but we got time. I mean,
I don't know. It was a good morning. I liked where the conversation ended up going into, and I'm very thankful for just community in general. I mean, I'm especially thankful for specific church family, but just the body of Christ, because the Lord, if we will trust him, he will provide everything that we need. Like, any time that I've maybe stepped into a new place or new church or something like that, he's always provided a community. And it's not easy. Like, it can be scary, but whenever you ask him, he will send it to you. You don't have to. That's the difference between trying to do something ourselves and trusting him to provide it, is what we might end up finding might not be very good. We might get ourselves into some sketchy places, times that I've tried to find what I needed. But if we trust him, then he will provide the best of the best. And that's what I've always found with him, is when I trust him, when I've needed community, when I've needed anything, he always provides the best of the best. And I have never regretted waiting for him to provide versus me rushing and trying to make something up or find something myself. So I'm thankful for that. And just thankful. I don't want to be one of those ones falling away, my heart growing cold and leaving my first love. So that was a good conversation to make me think and reflect too. So I pray that all of us do reflect on just where our heart's at, because if we're not careful, we get caught up in the emotions. We look back and our heart's not been burning for this many years. And so I know it's a time where we need our hearts to be burning, because the harvest really is plentiful, and we need laborers. We need to be unified. So amen.
Well, we do love you guys. We do bless you. I have a song that, you know, after our outro here, it's going to play between here and the next program, but it's a song. It's a simple song, just Joy in the Morning. It's a great song, Joy in the Morning. If it's not good, he's not finished, because he makes all things good. Amen. Well, we do love you guys. We'll be back tomorrow, 7 a.m. Central Time, here on Mornings of Box 2 Radio.